Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Good morning. Kimberly Borgens here with Superheroes in Heels. You know, this is a podcast where we fiercely empower women to own their authority and their confidence and rise in business, especially in male-dominated industries. And I'm your host, Kimberly Borgen. So if this is your first time listening into the Superheroes in Heels podcast, welcome. Just wanted to say I'm so glad that you're here. You know, I just want to share with you a little bit about my 35 plus years experience of being an entrepreneur, being in business and growing a business throughout those years where I have 70 employees. This is my wisdom highlight era. I have a full head of white gray hair that I have earned throughout the years. I used to have dark hair and it has all changed based on all the experiences, the learning opportunities, the setbacks, the challenges, the get back up and get moving again kind of days. So that's what we're here to talk about today. Superheroes in Heels brings about bringing in other women who have the experience, the knowledge and skill set, as well as my own wisdom and sharing with you. We've been a little break with some of the getting some extra guests on due to loud noises and podcast timing for interviewing people. But we'll get back on track here pretty soon. I have some amazing guests signed up here soon. So bear with me. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about something, you know, building your dream team. What does that look like? You know, most entrepreneurs are doing it all on their own. They start out, they're a sole proprietor, they're going after what it is that they want for in business. And it's really important for them to have that space, that freedom, as you will, to set their own timeline, to, you know, do what it is that they want to do. They get into business for that reason, either because they just have that spirit of entrepreneur that says, hey, let's go do our thing, right? Or they get frustrated working in a job and they decide that I could do this better. You know, I've had employees tell me throughout the years, I'm going to go start my own company. And I'm like, psh, please go do that. I am not going to hold them back from doing that. And the main reason is because I think people don't realize just how difficult and just how challenging and just so invigorating and lively, you know, being a business owner can be. And I think they forget that it takes other people in order for you to be successful. Yes, we got in business for ourselves. We got in business to be able to do the things that we wanted to do. We don't want employees. We don't want, you know, to have to do it the way that other people do. We don't want to have a corporation. We don't, you know, all these things come to our minds. And I'm going to tell you, when I first started as an entrepreneur, I had no clue I was going to end up being the CEO of a multi-million dollar corporation. I had no clue that I was going to be able to build that with my partner and my team of people. You know, I didn't have the mindset at all that I was going to be able to grow the business the way that it is. Now, I didn't do it on my own. I did it based on the team of people, my business partner, and every employee who's come along the way, whether they were there for one day or, you know, been with us for 20 years. Okay. So I know for a fact that I would not be nearly as successful today as I am if it hadn't been for all the other people that have been a part of the business some way or another, including those consultants that we hired, Chamber of Commerce teams, the Small Business Development Center, incubator support, you know, all of those pieces that have brought the businesses together the way that they have in order for us to be at the level of success that we are. And we're not done. We're still going. Okay. I just want to say is, you know, I've been in business for over 35 years now. Originally it started because we were just trying to make ends meet and raise a young family, right? My husband had the entrepreneur spirit. He was my business partner first, then became my husband, but he had the entrepreneur spirit. He was raised in that kind of mindset. I was not. I was the go to work, just do what it is, right? Do what they say. Here's your job description. Get that done. Do a little more if you can. Okay. That was my mindset. And so shifting my own personal mindset to becoming an entrepreneur has been a huge asset. But the biggest thing that I want to say about today is we're going to talk about how can you build a dream team. And the first thing that you have to do different is shift your mindset. You might hear from me about shifting mindsets here and there because I know how important that really is. I've had to do it myself. So in this journey here with Superheroes and Heels, the challenge I have right now is I have contractors in my house making noise every day. Not every day. On the weekends, we get the break, right? And that makes it a challenge for interviewing other people right now. And so that's why you get me and my wisdom highlights for right now. So stick with me. If you're here for the first time, I'm so glad that you're here. If you've been here and you've been following me along on this journey, I'm so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful for the people that have been subscribing, the people that have been sharing and giving me questions and feedback. I really do appreciate you. And I want to say thank you so much as we move into this is part of building my own personal dream team of support here with Superheroes and Heels. So I just wanted to say thank you in advance for that. All right. So let's talk about what does it mean to have a dream team? Now, you don't have to have employees. I have some people that I know, some clients from the past that they are so like anti- no way, Jose, do I want employees. So there's so much that you can do virtually that you don't have to hire employees. You can hire an independent contractor. You can hire somebody that can just support you. You can get some friends to support you and not have to pay anything, right? So there's different things that you can do nowadays, especially virtually, right? You can get virtual just about anything these days. CFO, CEO, CMOs. Like you have virtual people who can support you. So I want you to just shift your mindset just a little bit and think about what are all the different ways when you're thinking you need help. Stop thinking I have to hire somebody as an employee if that's a challenge for you. For some of you, you need an employee. I know in the state of California, there's independent contractors, but their focus is really on if you control their time, if you control anything about what you want that person to do, then they're an employee. So pay them as an employee. Okay. Other states, this is a little bit different. So I'm not going to, you know, tell you what's out there that you have to do, but do what the law requires for your state. You know, stop trying to buck the system. Just, you know, do it legally. That's what's going to keep you in business longer. Okay. So here's what I want to say for you. If you want to build your dream team in business, first, educate yourself. You need to keep yourself educated and aware of whatever the changing requirements is to having the team. Okay. So if the state of California says that I'm going to dictate somebody has to be in meetings with me at certain times, you know, it's not just a project piece kind of thing, but I'm going to follow the rules of the state of California. And you need to follow the rules of your state, your province, whatever that is for you. And you have to educate yourself on this. So make sure that you're keeping on track on whatever the legal requirements are for you around having a dream team. Okay. It does take a little bit of work, but you really need to look into it and check into it because I want you to stay in business for a long time, not be shut down, not be fined, not be, you know, throwing money away when all you had to do is make one little tweak or something, right? So in order to scale your business, for growth. I mean, there's some, you know, albino unicorns out there that can, you know, get in and within 30 days they have a multi-million dollar business. Okay. Those are very few, very, very rare. So just know that might not be you. It's probably not. Okay. But what I'm, my goal is that I share with you information so that you can do it faster than I ever did. So educate yourself, learn about what it takes to hire somebody. What is the thing, the questions you can ask when you're interviewing? What are the questions you cannot ask? You know, there's those rules and regulations as well. So just make sure that you're staying educated. The next thing I would say is hire people who can get the job done. Quite often people are so quick to hire that you're not hiring the people who are skilled and educated to get the job done. You're desperate. You just need help. You'll take just about any living body. Somebody who's breathing at this point, because you just feel a little overwhelmed. You feel a little frustrated. You feel like, I just really need some help so that I can get back to doing the things that I got into business for. So sometimes, you know, you got to go a little bit slower at hiring people. Because if you hire somebody who can't get the job done, then you're going to need to fire them. And nobody wants to fire people, right? Because, like, I didn't get into business to hurt somebody's feelings and to fire them, right? I'm telling you that you have to be bold enough to say that I don't know how to do that. But, I've never had to fire somebody. And that's okay. You won't have to fire people, most likely, if you make sure that you hire the right people. I find that when I hire the right people, they're around for a long time. I don't have to fire them. And if there's a problem, they'll usually quit. So you have to make sure that you hire people that not only get the job done, but complement your own skills. Right? That complement what you're there to do. It's somebody that you need to be able to delegate to. Because if you don't hire somebody who complements you, then you're hiring a mini me. And the truth is you don't want a mini me. What you want is somebody to do the things that you don't want to do. And if you hire a mini me, they want to do the things you want to do. So I don't think people realize that. Yeah, I want a strong, bold, person to work with. I don't care, male or female, it doesn't matter to me. I want somebody who's willing to stand up and say, no, you know, that's not how it's supposed to go, to other people who want to argue. It's not about arguing. It's like, no, that's not how it is. We set the boundaries. We make the boundaries clear. We keep that in mind when I hire a team. I want them to be able to uphold the boundaries that are set in place for my business, right? But I want to hire somebody who complements my skills and can do the things that I delegate to them. They can be excited about my vision and my business, but you don't want them to have the desire to be the face of your business. You want to have to be the desire, you know, have that desire to be the face of your business. You want to hire somebody who doesn't need to be the upfront person. You want to hire somebody who's willing to be in the background and do all the stuff that needs to get done. So when you bring people on board, you have to just make sure that you're hiring the right person. And maybe hiring is not your skill set. So go get some help, right? Get somebody who's good at hiring. Maybe hire through an agency. Get a recommendation from a friend of somebody that you're looking for, whether it's a virtual assistant or not. But you want to find people, you know, find out what they like best about that person. Why do they think they would be a good fit for you and your business? And the other thing I want to say about this is when you hire somebody, you have to define clearly what the company roles are. Define the role of each person that you're working with, whether that you're working with them virtually or you're working with them an employee, is you have to know what the roles are. You have to know what you want them to do. I know that in the beginning, when I would hire somebody to be an assistant to me, like I didn't really know what I was going to give them, but I knew I had too much on my plate. So here, can you do this today? Can you do this today? And really we fumbled. And it just didn't feel comfortable. And they didn't feel very fulfilled. They were getting like dumped on. I totally admit it. But if you can plan ahead, what is your vision? What is the reality? What are the role that you're going to play? What is the role that you want them to play in your business? And define it very clearly. divide, you know, teams with different strengths. Look, like I said, don't hire somebody who's just like you. If I'm going to hire somebody, I want somebody who does something different than me and can do the tasks that I'm putting, you know, in their job description or their, you know, position description. Okay. I want them to have good same working drive. Okay. But I want to also create that culture where they can be different and their strengths are utilized. So keep that in mind when you are hiring, whether it's virtual assistant, you know, employee, bringing in a business partner, you know, make sure that you're being divisive about what the skill sets are. And here's the thing that I want to say, you know, I'm going to keep it kind of short today, but here's what I'm going to say. Is everybody needs to have a happily fulfilled position. And when we don't hire the right people, then what happens is they're not getting fulfilled. They're not becoming that happy person that you want to have on your team. And when they're not the happy person, then you don't want to give them the authority that's necessary to do the job, because how are they going to do it if they're not, you know, satisfied with the job that they have. So if your person is not happy, it may have absolutely nothing to do with you. But it also may be the fact that maybe you don't have a set schedule for them. You don't have a set description for them, and you're constantly winging it with them. And that's just not how most people are. People are not good taking tasks that you're just throwing at them suddenly and winging it. Okay. Look, I have a whole book on delegating, right? 50 tasks that you can delegate to finally claim your title as CEO. I have this book because I taught about how important it is to delegate the right things to the right people. So if you want somebody to be happy, then you have to delegate correctly. I do want to say that. The other thing I want to say is when you hire people virtually, in person, anyway, is you have to hold people capable of doing the job and you have to hold them accountable. You bring people into your business. You trust that you hired the right person, right? So trust yourself enough to know that you're hiring the right fit, right? Trust yourself until you prove yourself wrong. What happens a lot of times is we hire people and then we don't really hold them capable. What we do is we like, hey, here's what I need you to do, but here's how I want you to do it. You have to do it my way. It has to look this way. You know, we're hiring them to do me, right? I don't want to hire people to do me. I want to hire people who are capable of figuring it out. I have staff who come to me and say, hey, Kimberly, I know we said this, but can we try doing it another way? Tell me about that. And I let them tell me about it. And you know what? I'm like, great. If they give me a good reason why they think that's a good way to do it, I'm like, go for it. We'll try it out. If it doesn't work, we'll do something different. Right? You have to get to that mindset that you're hiring somebody who's capable to do it. They could probably do a task faster and better than anything I could do because they are more proficient at it. Remember, it's my task that it's not my greatest thing. It's not what I want to do. So why not give it to somebody who would love it? They want to do it and they could do it a little bit differently, but most likely more efficiently, more effectively than any space that I could have ever created for that. So keep that in mind, is give people that space. And then show the people that you do work with, the virtual people, the volunteers, whatever that is, show them that you value them. It can be difficult to show your team that you value them, right? You don't always know what motivates people, what gets them to go to work. You know, some people are motivated by money. Some people are motivated by a cause, right? Like they'll do more work for you if you'll donate to their favorite dog charity, right? And some people are motivated by recognition. Can you recognize, give public recognition that they have done a great job for you? And so you don't always know which one that is when you're working with people right away. But if you can create the space for them to feel that you value them, that you feel that you care, that you actually heard them, you know who they are and how they are based on their, you know, their motivation, Because some people, you know, money, recognition, cause, some people just want a bonus, right? They just want you to say, you know, you've done a great job. I sent you a, you know, Amazon gift card, $100 Amazon gift card, right? They're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, right? For me, that's not my come from. That's not my recognition space. I'll go, oh, okay, great, thanks. You know? It's not about that you gave them something, and it's not that they didn't appreciate it. I appreciate, okay, somebody gave me a money bonus, great. But it's not where my heart comes from, right? So you just have to think about, how can you show them that you value them? How can you speak the words? You know, I really appreciate everything that you've done for me. You know, here's some of the things that I've noticed, and I'm grateful about the support that you've given me, the changes that you've made and what we've done, you know, how you've contributed to the team. You know, let people know. And that really can make a huge difference when working with people. The other thing I would say is make sure that whoever you're working with, that it's enjoyable. Not every aspect of business is enjoyable. It's not always exciting. It's kind of boring sometimes. And we just get into the mundane of things quite often. So what I'm going to say to you is find ways to make working together enjoyable. Have a picnic, get together with people, right? Whatever that is, try a fun game, be curious with people, get to know them. You know, one of the things when I need a break from looking at numbers, because I do a lot of numbers within the corporation, is, you know, I'll stop and I get up and I just need a break from the computer screen and all of that. And I get up and I go and I kind of meander. Now, it's intentional meandering. I want to be very clear. I'll go and I'll check in. I'll sit down with one of my employees and I'll say, hey, you know, how's things going? Tell me about, you know, XYZ. I'll ask them about some business stuff. Then I ask them about some personal things. Not that they have to answer me or anything like how, you know, how's things going? How's the kids? Right? How's the new home? Because I've had somebody who recently moved. Tell me, you know, what do you think of the new place? Right? Like, I just connect with them at that level. And the reason I do that is because it pays off. It's a great way to just really connect with people. I remember reading a book years and years ago, and it was like 1,001 ways to reward employees. Let me see. I think Bob Nelson is the author. Anyway, how can you reward employees? How can you connect with, you know, because not everybody is the same, right? But you want to find a way to make it enjoyable, make it feel like it is part of home for them. Not necessarily, you know, you don't want to make it so personal in business. I'm a firm believer in there's personal and there's personable. I don't bring employees into my home. I'm not that personal. Okay. I have a private security, private investigations business. Sometimes things with employees go bad. That's not where I want them to be. So I'm much more personable. But I can be personable and ask questions and really get to know them a little bit more. And it pays off, right? You can laugh with them. You can cry with them. You can, you know, connect with people on your team. But find ways to make that so enjoyable. I'll tell you a quick little story. In 1998, we sold our business, our private security, private investigations business, to a Fortune 500 company out of Sacramento. My husband and I became employees of that company. We were the branch managers in the area. 1 year later, they went completely bankrupt. They owed us quite a bit of money, right, from purchasing our business, because they were making monthly payments and they were paying us as employees. Right. But the paychecks that the last paycheck we got from them and all of the people in our area, those things bounced like, you know, a rubber ball. All right. We had to scramble around to reach out to all of the employees in our area, because it was a Tuesday morning. So you remember these things, right? Back in 1999. My husband and I had just left a parent-teacher conference at school, and he received a cell phone call. This is, you know, everybody didn't have cell phones then. Just want you to know, it was a bag phone, okay? That's how old this business is. And he started honking. We were in separate cars because we were going in two different directions. And he starts honking his horn at me and tells me to pull over. We pull over. I get out of the car. I get into his car. And he said, the company just called and said, we're bankrupt. Close the office. Go home. You know, we're done in business. Talk about shock, right? And I'm like, well, what about the employees? And he said, he told us we have no obligation to our clients and we have no obligation to the employees. I was blown away. What do you mean we have no obligation? These have been relationships that we've been nurturing for over 10 years building business. And they're telling me that we have no obligation to them? Were they freaking kidding me? So, you know, you have to think about like, what? We picked up, we went to that office that was no longer in business. We picked up the phones and we called every single client that we had in our area. We told them what was going on. We said that from this day forward, we will take over going back into business and we will take care of you if you will give us the opportunity. Then we picked up the phone and we called every single one of the employees. At the time, it was about 35. Okay. Nothing, you know, huge or anything like that, but we had about 35 employees in our area. This was a company that had hundreds of employees throughout the whole state of California. The problem happened that they put too many eggs in one basket. They were taking care of all the state of California buildings. So your DMVs, your Department of Motor Vehicles, your EDD offices, anything that was a state related agency that needed security, this company was providing that security. Well, they lost their contract from the state. Because they lost that contract, now they had hundreds of employees that they could no longer employ. They imploded. Okay. Don't do this, people. Do not put all your eggs in one basket. Okay. I'm telling you from experience, right? That's what happened to them. We contacted all of those employees. And guess what? Not only did all the clients stay with us, every employee stayed with us too, because we kept them employed, because we treated them and like people, we valued them in our area. So every employee stayed with us, right? Now we had to figure out how to pay them, because I have to tell you, like I said, they went bankrupt. Our paychecks bounced just like the employees in the area. They weren't paying us our money and we just bought our home. We had just bought our home and put all money that we had into buying that home. I didn't have any money to pay these employees in 2 weeks. That's for another story. But I just want to say is when you're working hard in your business and you build income and you build reputation and you build value and you build the community in your business, that's part of building your dreams in business. Don't mess it all up by being Mr. or Mrs. Bossy Pants, okay? Acting like Mr. or Mrs. Bossy Pants to somebody who's working for you, it doesn't work. I can be Mrs. Bossy Pants just like anybody else, all right? But when you're, you know, unless there is an emergency, unless it's a safety issue, you don't have to do that. Find people who fit into your business. Train them. Hold them capable. Hold them accountable for what you ask them to do and that they agree to do. Give them the vision of your business, right? Let them have some fun in the process also. You're going to make mistakes along the way. Can I just like say, you're going to make mistakes along the way. But making mistakes is required in business. That's how we learn to grow. That's how we figure things out. You watch a kid who's growing, you know, who's building Lego things. And how many times did they put the wrong piece in the wrong place? And then they have to tear it down a little bit so that they can fit that building piece back in, right? That's business. It's not failure. It's making mistakes and course correcting and making little shifts in business. And you're going to do that when you hire people as well. Be okay with it, right? Don't get so embarrassed. I've said to people, look, you know what? I made a mistake. I apologize. Let's course correct this. I don't blame my employees for what they didn't do. I don't blame them for what they did do. I'm like, this didn't work. How are we going to fix this? So you're going to make mistakes along the way. But think about this. How else are you going to learn how to do the things the right thing, right way, if you're not willing to make those mistakes, if you're not willing to risk messing up a little bit now and again? It's going to happen even when you hire people. So I hope that's helpful for you today. You know, I hope that you'll follow me, subscribe to Superheroes in Heels, because I really want you to build the dream team that you're looking for in your business to support you in growing your business, whatever kind of business that is. We need people. We need to stop thinking that we have to do it all by ourselves. So I hope that you'll follow me here, learn some more of my wisdom highlights here with Superheroes in Heels. I'll be bringing in some new superheroes soon. And we'll be talking about some of the villains, you know, that have tried to stop or prevent them in the past as well. But, you know, building your dream team, it doesn't have to be villainous. It has to be something that can move you forward so that you can, you know, adorn your cape or, you know, wear your whatever superhero heels that you're looking to do. So follow me, subscribe, come on over, check out my website, bealegacy.com. And, you know, I look forward to connecting with you all soon. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.